Blog Talk Radio. Chapter 14, verse 10. I want you, sheep,
to read it for yourself so that you all can get an understanding what she said to me, because I can't seem to find it anywhere. I had written it down, and I'm so junky. I had left it on my desk, and I moved my desk around, and I moved things on it. I don't see where it is. So I can remember she said Isaiah chapter 14, verse 10, and you all can read that for yourselves and find out what it says. I have, in over the 9.5 years, I have read that scripture to you. See, if you were listening, what you can do is go on Blog Talk Radio and find it for yourselves, Isaiah chapter verse 10. Now, let me say other things that verses that our Father has told us. And I am going to say to you, see, I want you to find Hosea chapter 4, verse 10, 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will reject thee, thou shalt not be no priest to me, seeing that thou have forgotten the law of the Lord thy God. I will also forget thy children. That brings me to the Bible verse, the Ten Commandments, that I don't know them all, so I try to read them to you. Also, the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, what I'm going to do next is read to you from the book of Exodus, the Tenth Commandment. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 through 17. Verses 3 through 17. The one verse, thou shalt not have no other God before me. See, you understand that God makes it clear. He says, you should have no other gods before him. And we will not have any gods before him. If that's eating too much and eating the wrong foods, I know, I admit to tell you, she read Leviticus chapter 11 and find out what foods you should eat, and tell you all you are not to eat any swine. If you don't know what swine is, I will tell you that's a pig. That's any bacon, ham, or anything that's made of the pig. And another thing you should know, Jell-O, that is made of the pig husk, not husk, pig's feet. It's ground it up. And I used to love Jell-O, but I have stopped eating that too within the last 9.5 years. I don't eat that because I have found out that jello, that's for the pigs' feet that are ground up and makes the jello like jello or shake, bacon or ham or anything that is of the pig. And I also want to tell you all not to make anything that's of the fish scavengers, like clam, anything that's on the bottom, that crawls on the bottom of the seafloor and eats what is on the seafloor. You should not eat that. I used to love shrimp, but I don't eat it anymore. And you should not eat that. You want to follow what our Father has told us in the Bible. In the Bible, read it for yourself. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or anything like or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities and iniquities, among other words, our sins of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, keep my commandments. We are supposed to keep our Father's commandments. So if you do not know them, I'm trying to tell you now. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So don't misuse our Father's name. Don't curse his name. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days I shall labor and do all my work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor the manservant, nor the maidservant, cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. He made it holy. The seventh day is Saturday. He did not bless Sunday. Pope Constantine did that. Preachers may not tell you that. That's why, maybe why, God has closed up the churches. And if they're open and following Constantine, I think maybe that's why they're closed. For all these years, I have been going to church on a Sunday because I did not know. But now that I know better, I am telling you, see, to go to church on Sunday you find a church that's on open on a Saturday. There are a few churches here in Detroit that are open on Saturday. Go there, and perhaps the preacher, if the church is open now, there is a COVID-19 virus going around, and most of the churches are closed. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days, your days may be long upon the land which thy Lord, thy God, giveth thee. He will make you have a long life if you honor your mother and your father. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Says, okay, you can have an abortion. Abortion means to kill your baby within your stomach. You let the baby be born to someone that may take care of you. If police get safety, will take it to the hospital or the police station, and they would send it to the hospital and say that you abandoned your child. But you don't want to do that. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That means if you are married a woman, and he's talking about he's not talking about the same sex that marry each other, or have a relationship with each other. He's talking about a man and a woman to be faithful to each other. Man, be faithful to your wife, and wife, be faithful to your husband. What's not yours, God will take it anyone. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. That means, to me, you should not lie on your neighbor bearing false witness. Don't lie on your neighbor. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. Or that word, among many other words, is covet means to be envious of your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, or his ass. And I say ass is a donkey. Nor anything that is thy neighbor's. I have read to you the Ten Commandments, and you can find the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy, or Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I will be reading from the New King James Version today. I will finish that. I will start where I left off Friday. Right now, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I want you to read your Bibles. You start reading your Bibles. You learn things that your preacher may have forgotten or have not gotten to. And you're learning own. Remember what I read to you earlier, but 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needest not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's what I want you to be able to do. I'm going to tell you as much as I know about the Bible. I would suggest that you read YouTube and listen to IUIC, that's Israel United in Christ, as well as Big Judah. I have listened to them, and they speak the word of truth. They speak the Bible. And I try to speak the word of truth. That's why I ask you to have your pen, pencil, and paper. I know that you younger folks, as well as some of you older folks, do not have your pen, pencil. You have these in the electronic items. But with your pen, pencil, and paper, you can write down the scriptures that I may state to you all, as well as you all that have your electronic devices like your notepads, notebooks, and iPads and things like that. You can write those down too. Right now, on the screen, I just barely know how to turn my computer on. On my computer screen, it says that I am in 2 Samuel, but I have read past 2 Samuel. Turn, if you will, to 2 Samuel chapter 20. And I will pick up where I left off Friday in chapter 20, verse 23. And I will be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible today. And there are some words that if I mispronounce, I do not want to or mean to. It's just that I don't know any better. And I will try my best to pronunciate the words in the Bible to you so that you can hear them correctly. I want to tell you all to read in the Bible correctly. I don't want to tell you anything that's not written correctly. That's not written correctly. If it's incorrectly, I'm letting you know right now. See, I don't know everything. And I was trying to get an education, but I did not have the money to finish up going to college. I plan to go back if they will have me, but I plan to go to a black college. I need to pay this university off so that I can have money enough to transfer my years of college to the black college. That's where I want to go. 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 23. That's where I'm going to pick up. 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 23. Let's read. And we are going to read as much as the Lord will allow me to read. Joab was over the army of Israel, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoshaphat, Jehoiada, Jehoiada, was over the Tyrannites and the Perianites. They were bodyguards. They spelled Cherethites, Pelonites, Pelethites. I may have misspelled it again. You see, we know how to pronounce it. Ate the word. You, many of you are smarter than I, but I'm just doing what my father told me to do. Dorn, that's spelled A-D-O-R-A-M, was in charge of revenue. And Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahud, A-H-I-L-U-D, was recorder. Chavez, E-V-A, was scribe. And Zodak and Abiatar, that's spelled A-D-I-A, T-H-A-R, was a priest, were the priest, and Ira, the Jeremite, that's spelled J-A-I-R-I-T-E, chief minister under David. And that ends chapter 20. And I ask that you seek read chapter 20 for yourself so that you can get a better understanding. And now I'm going to read to you chapter 21. Now, there was in the days of David for 3 years, remember that sheet, after year after year, and David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered David, it is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites, and he was not supposed to. I am saying that to you, sheep. He was not supposed to. I am saying that God is not saying that, nor is his prophet. So King called the Gibeonites and spoke to them. Now, the Gibeonites were not the children of Israel, but a remnant of the Amorites. And that's spelled A-M-O-R-I-T-S. The children of Israel had sworn protection to them, but Saul had sought to kill them in his zeal for the children of Israel to Judah. Therefore, David said to the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you, and with what shall I make atonement that you may be blessed, that you may bless the inheritance of the Lord? And the Gibeonites said unto him, we will have no silver or gold from Saul, from his house, nor shall you kill any man in Israel for us. And he said, whatever you say, that I will do for you. So they answered the king, and as for the men who consumed up and plotted against us, we have and should be destroyed from the remaining of the territories Israel. Read over that again. The men who consumed and plotted against us, that should be destroyed from remaining in any other territories of Israel. Let seven men of the descendants be delivered to us, and we will hang them before the Lord in Gibeah, that's Gibeah, of Saul, whom the Lord chose. And the king said, I will give them. But the king tried to find the name of this person. I had written the name He said, I will give them to you. But the king spared Mephibosheth. That's fair. Whom he brought up. Falling off my face, and I'm pulling the mic on so that I can see, and delivered them to the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hung them on the hill before the Lord. So they fell all seven together and were put to death in the days of the harvest. That's I went around this time. This is the first harvest of the holiday that we had for the Lord. Excuse me, see, I'm trying to find out. I forget. Celebrated were the day of Pentecost around this time of year that they were hanged. Let me read over that again. And he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them on the hill before the Lord. So they fell, all seven of them, and were put to death in the days of the harvest. in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest, and Ritsa passed, the daughter of Aisha, that's spelled A-I-H-A, took sackcloth and spread it over herself, the rock, from beginning of harvest until late rains poured on them from heaven. And she did not allow the birds of the air to rest on them day or night, nor the beasts of the field by night. And David was told that Rizpah is spelled R-I-Z-P-A-H, the daughter of Ai, that's spelled A-I-A-H, the concubine of Saul, had done. She had sent and took the bones of Saul and his son Jonathan, his son, from the men of Gilead. That's spelled J-A-B-E-S-H-G-I-L-E-A-D, who had stolen them from the streets of Bethshan. Bethshan is spelled B-E-T-H, Shane, S-H-A, had hung them up. After Philistines had struck Saul in Gilboa, I have four minutes left. So he brought up the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan, his son, from there. And they gathered the bones of those who had and his servants with him went down and fought against the Philistines, and I submit Bob, that's spelled I-S-H-B-I-B-E-N-O-B, who was one of the sons of the giants, the weight of whose bronze spear was 300 shekels, who thought he would kill David. I'm going to stop right there. I am going to pick up reading that there on Friday, if the Lord will. Let me just say a closing word of prayer to you, sheep. I thank you for allowing me to read as much as I can, and hopefully you will allow your sheep to finish reading chapter 21, verse 16, and start reading chapter 22. That's where I will pick it up this Friday. let's have a closing word of what you have allowed me to do. Thank you for your protection day and night from the evil one and those who killed the young men in Minneapolis, Minnesota, could have been my child minus 4 years. Father, thank you for protection day and night of all your sheep. And as always, I will ask your sheep to remember reading. I forget where it is that I want them to remember that it's in James chapter 4, verse 15. Remember, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you all this Friday. Thank you, Father. I love you, Father. Thank you so much for allowing me to do what I do. It may not be the best, but it is what you told me to do. Hugh, I would want you to go and purchase my nephew's record.
Help your children
and lift it up from Google.
Don't let them fall by the
side
of the road.
A graduate from Columbia College out of Chicago.
To love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know. Got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. 'Cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.
That's what you want, sheep. The only one that would tell you the truth is our Father in heaven.